Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertiser.
.609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and as the commercial and the song say, I am back. Happy to be back. Dan, I think we're back almost 9 months now.
Keep playing it.
8 and a half, but we're going to keep going.
But remember, it's a second meeting. We've missed you since 9:55 yesterday.
That is a valid point.
And we are
happy
to have you back on the airwaves of New Jersey to tell us everything we need to know to start our day.
Thank you, Dan. Well, let's start with, I feel like I'm going to swim home.
Yeah.
It was thick even this morning.
I hate
the difference from yesterday.
You know, I hate when I have to get all dramatic about the weather, but the next 3 days, I am not liking this forecast here because, you know, there's summer heat and thunderstorms,
right.
And then there's when we have to go beyond the norm here. And I am not liking what I am seeing in terms of this humidity really ramping up over the next 3 days here.
Dew point, just so we're on that.
75.
Okay, so that's
by
really
tomorrow.
High.
That is tropical.
So 50s is comfortable.
50s is comfortable.
Right.
60s is sticky. When we get to 70, which is about where we'll be today, that's when I call it steamy. And then 75 is just like, that's like New Orleans in the summertime.
Yeah, brutal.
It's going to be nasty tomorrow and
How
Friday.
How hot will the temperature be?
90s.
Oh, so I mean.
So, you know, you do the math and we talk about that heat index. So you get temperatures of 90 to 95. The heat index then goes to 100 to 105. So got to break out that dangerous heat terminology.
Yeah.
People, you know, they yell at me for talking about that. But this is where we are. You know, this is the kind of thing where you have to take care of yourself. And then I have to talk about some nasty thunderstorms, too. The air is going to be really juicy. Yeah, hot and juicy air.
Moist, almost.
Moist, yeah, moist, another great word. So that's gonna lead to some pockets of really heavy rain, the potential for flooding, and also some gusty winds. So the worst storms, I think, are going to be tomorrow, but we have a chance for some showers and storms today, and maybe a couple more on Friday.
Isolated to a region or anywhere possible?
Not really. It's going to be the potential for anywhere. It's just wherever we get that spark, just need a little bit of lift in the atmosphere, just explodes.
Do you expect it to break by the weekend?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I love the timing of that, at least. The nicest day coming up is actually going to be Saturday, which is great news.
Good.
The humidity goes way down. We cool down to the 80s, which is a nice summerish day, and rain chances at least temporarily go away for Saturday. Sunday will be a little hotter, and there might be a shower around.
Yeah.
So I like what I see for Saturday. But, you know, today's going to be humid. Tomorrow's going to be hot, humid, stormy. And Friday, too. You know, just get that air conditioner.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Be safe. Mm-hmm. Any predictions on the meeting today?
Also steamy and stormy, I'm sure.
We have a bet going. Eric and I have. I don't know your reaction, Dan.
Well,
has me a little concerned.
Now
so,
I'm
Eric, I don't know.
It. Yeah, I'm thinking about the timing. And
9:55 is the start of the big corporate meeting. Now, Eric and I were talking about this earlier. I thought that was to get us to go.
Who starts a meeting at 9:55?
I thought that was so Eric and I couldn't sneak out.
I think that's exactly why it's at.
But there's another theory. I have floated the Judy theory.
I think that's the right theory.
Right?
It's
that
so Judy
they did it so she can
in.
Go, which tells me maybe this is a 15-minute meeting.
It's scheduled for a half hour.
I saw that. It's scheduled 9:55 to 10:25.
Should we convert that to Central Time for those who are...
So, I don't know. Eric, I'm going to stick with the bet, though. We have Judy interruptions over-under.
Okay.
And we set the over-under at 4. I bet the under, and Dan, your reaction to my betting the under was...
But honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I'm agreeing with your under, I think.
So Eric's not only going over, he thinks we'll be more than 30 minutes.
There's a lot of factors in play here, I think. Especially, I think, you know what the number one factor is? If we start on time. That's the number one factor.
That could be a prop bet if we want a double or nothing on this, or do you want to just stick to the over-under?
I don't know, because the problem that we have, because we've done this before, is that, you know, our corporate overlords listen, and
they can rig it.
Whoever has an LA mayor's favor at that particular moment.
All right. Well, then I say we stick with just what we've got, because Judy, I'm pretty sure, is not listening right now.
No, absolutely not.
So she won't know.
She's sound asleep right now, guaranteed.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody cheats and tells her.
I don't know who would tell do that.
She wouldn't alter her behavior anyway. That's Judy true. Is Judy.
That's
and
a
she's
going to
Judy
true.
No matter what.
That's a good point.
That is a good
very
point.
Good point.
Yeah. Real quick, Eric, on a serious note in Newark, I saw the letter that the Newark police sent out basically saying that Delaney Hall area is a no-go zone for Newark cops.
Yeah.
Has that seemed unprecedented to me.
I don't know.
Wow.
And I don't know if they can do that. I mean,
so what does that mean? If someone calls 911, like, sorry.
Yeah, not our
job. Theoretically, I mean, this is a thoroughfare. There are garbage trucks and delivery trucks. I mean, someone could... That is the most insane thing I've seen in New Jersey. And that's, I mean, at least top 10 in the last few
years. And that has to come down directly from Mayor Ross Baraka, because he pointed out that they shouldn't have, in his belief anyway, they shouldn't have been there to begin with. Somebody from Delaney Hall called 911 and said, hey, we got a problem here. They're blocking the entrance and the exit. So Newark cops responded to the 911 call.
Because that's what cops do.
That's what cops do. And they cleared the area, and they made a couple of arrests. And then Baraka said they were over-aggressive.
Imagine being a cop and having to work for that scumbag. I can't, I mean, wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I mean, between that and thank you, the weak Republicans, for pushing for illegals to get driver's licenses. How many people do they expect voted in the last election?
Well, they don't know yet. They've uncovered people who are illegally on the voting rolls that are not U.S. citizens in every single county. there's at least three dozen cases or so where they've found those votes have been cast, and some of them have been doing it for years. Now, and one of the ways they found out about this, or the state did anyway, is because some of these people that were being sent ballots were like, hey, I'm not a citizen. I'm not eligible to vote.
I don't want to vote. Right, because they know it's voter fraud.
Right.
And they don't want to interrupt the possibility of them staying in the country. So there you go. You've got three-time loser Cittarelli pushing for illegals to get a driver's license. Meanwhile, all through the campaign, and you'll hear it again in his next campaign when he runs a fourth time, you've got Republicans that were justifying illegals voting. Never pushing back on the Democrats, justifying it, saying we got to do it. And what were we saying for years, guys? It was a pathway to them voting. And everybody said, oh, you're crazy. No way. This is for road safety. No, it wasn't. It was a scam all along. And now we know it. And it took the illegal aliens to say, by the way, I shouldn't be voting. I'm okay with amnesty for every one of them that came forward and said, take my name off the rolls. Why don't we talk about that? This is just such an absurdity. And I hate to be in the position of I told you so, but I've been telling you so for years. And now we know it's true. So let me ask you, have you ever encountered this? Like, I was registered to vote in different places because they never took me off the rolls when I moved. Has this happened to you? Oh, and by the way, I got on the... A week before the election, literally got sample ballots, even though I voted by mail. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 617 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
And zero.
6:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right. Hey, after the 6:30 news, I'm going to get to the conversation about my face ID, and we're going to attempt and have an unveiling of the fake beards that I bought from China. I will be unveiling that after that. But I want to just wrap this up. Two things. Number one, what the mayor of Newark is doing is a slap in the face to law enforcement, not just local law enforcement, but federal law enforcement and the state police, by shirking the responsibility of responding to 911 calls and not allowing Newark police officers to respond to the area around Delaney Hall is, to me, something that should get you thrown out of office. That is, it's an egregious affront. There are many other businesses, warehouses, people that work, not only that travel along that route, but that work in nearby buildings. I mean, this is an industrial area. The idea of politicizing a part of the town because there is a detention center there is absurd. You need more police presence, not less. So that's number one. Number two, guys, I am always going to be critical of the Republican Party as long as I am a Republican. That is my duty, to help the Republican Party become an actual effective opposition to the woke Democrats. And for years I've been saying it. It was the Republicans who allowed this licensing issue with illegals. And now we know we have fraudulent votes being cast. How do we know? Because the illegal aliens are standing up and saying, take me off the voter rolls. I'm not a citizen. So now we know that every county has at least some illegals voting. You saw what just happened in Los Angeles, that miraculously the third place candidate got most of the mail-in votes. And it doesn't make any sense. We know that the governor in California won't allow any federal oversight, any checking. You can register to vote with a gym membership card. I mean, it's so bad, but we're doing the same thing in New Jersey. The integrity of our elections, it should be the first thing that we're focusing on after public safety. So it's time for the Republicans to get serious about this. And it's more than just rallying and doing some videos outside of Delaney Hall. As a caucus, they've got to get together. I think it's time that the Republicans consider impeaching the governor, making some national headlines on that. They should absolutely be looking at bringing some kind of a charge against Ross Baraka for shirking his duty and compromising and potentially endangering residents and workers when you consider public safety with the police not responding. So there are things that they can be focused on. But more importantly, guys, you as an unaffiliated voter, 2.5 million of you, you decide the future of this state. And at what point are you just going to say, hey, we need to start participating? And the system is broken, absolutely. And the primary system doesn't work or function for normal people, but it is the system we have. So until unaffiliated voters get involved in Republican primaries, you're going to keep getting the same weak, spineless, get along, take the crumbs off the Democrat table Republicans. And then this state will not come back. I watched this happen in Massachusetts. It's happening here. And the only way out of this mess is unaffiliated voters to stand up and start getting involved in these local primaries. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 627 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 638 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So as you remember, now, Jill, you're back, and we're happy to have you back because we delayed the bearding. Now, Bob Williams, and you were not
the
here.
The bearding.
So here's what happened. So what happened is Kathy goes on a trip, and the rental car places are all sold out. So she downloads this app. What is it? Tika? Toro. Toro. So it's Airbnb for cars. She loves it. The car's great, relatively cheap, all good. So I'm like, ooh, interested. So I download the app, I think. And it wants my Face ID. Face ID no longer works on my phone because I shaved.
That's insane.
Right? So two choices. Grow the beard back. That's going
to
conflict.
How long does it take you to
job.
Grow your beard back if you were to start right now?
I'd have it back in about 2 weeks.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, 3 to be really thicker, but yeah, but probably 2 weeks.
But you could go in your phone and change your Face ID settings.
Well, you could change, as Eric pointed out, I could go to the mask setting. But I won't do that on principle. So here's what we did.
I bought
beards from China. We'll hold this up for the camera. China. Here we are. Now here's the thing. There's a black beard. There's a gray beard. Is that blonde?
That's blonde.
I think that's supposed to be blonde.
Like, yeah.
But it looks like Chewbacca.
It's a little ginger.
Are Asians known for having full beards?
Yeah. Put the, Well, I don't think it has. No, I don't think the Asian population.
And to Eric's point, where's that hair coming from?
Well, do you think it's real hair? I don't know.
That's polyester.
There's also a white beard.
Okay.
So my thought is, so first of all, what is the app again?
Turo.
Turo. T-U-R-O. So we're going to try this.
Not like the lawnmower.
No. So hold on. Let's go to the app store.
I rented a lawnmower.
T-U-R-O?
T-U-R-O. T-U-R-O.
All right. So here we go.
Oh, we need to trim that beard, though. That thing looks Amish.
Ew.
All right. So here we are. I'm here at the Face ID.
Okay.
So we're going to do, how do we do this here?
Oh, my gosh. It's like ZZ Top.
Oh, wow. There's no way that works.
Now, this could work.
No way. Why did we not bet on this? There's no way that works. Bet.
We should mix the gray one and the black one.
It's got a mustache, too.
I need to trim that. Else?
No, the hat doesn't matter. All right, here we go. Ready?
So you're going to see if it recognizes you with a beard.
Wait.
Oh, my gosh. He's sticking the phone. He's trying to see.
It did not work. It does not recognize my face. Well, no. The fake beard did not work.
Who could
Do you think
have seen
it's
that
a
coming?
Color issue?
I'm going to trim it and
right, let's go try to the gray. Let's go to
You're
the gray
try
one.
All four colors?
Oh my gosh, I hope the gray one works. Oh, Hold you on. Oh, you look like Duck Dynasty.
Hold on.
Everybody on YouTube is probably enjoying this.
All right, so we're going to try this again. Get ready?
Too long.
It did not work.
You know what, though? The gray one matches your hair more.
This is a problem.
Doesn't the gray one match his hair?
It is, I don't think the white was... I don't think it's a color issue. Oh, wow. All right, I got hair all over me.
And you said it smells?
That's just nasty.
It's a little gross. I'm a little surprised I put that on my face, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I cannot believe now you have sandwich bags for 3 years... And moisturizer for Jody.
I don't know about the sandwich bags.
Just so he could get the one day.
You know, every time I step out of the studio, I miss the.
So here's what happened.
We fall apart.
Here's what happened.
We fall apart.
I thought Jill was here yesterday. So I wanted to do the beard yesterday to try it with everyone here. So I had to order it same day from Amazon.
I forgot to tell you I was babysitting yesterday.
And you didn't tell me. But it's only the beards are only $5.99. I need $25 for same day.
I think you got ripped off.
So you know how Amazon tells you, well, if you need to be eligible for the same day.
Did you buy other junk?
Click. I bought a couple hundred sandwich bags. So we get this big delivery of sandwich bags yesterday or 2 days ago. And Jody's like, why did you? I'm like, look under the bags. Because it was in the same package. She just looked at me. Like Jody's been married. We've been married 32 years almost.
Dealing
so
with your antics.
She's kind of used to the ridiculousness. So anyway, this was a fail. So I'm out $30. Does anybody need sandwich bags? I could bring some in.
Can't you return them? They're within the 30 days, right?
The bags?
Oh, yeah. You could return those
beards.
Yeah,
you can send them back.
Yeah, send it back. You haven't opened them, right?
Yeah, but they're only $5.99.
$5.99.
What am I going to do? That's not even worth the hassle. I mean, at some point, I'm going to use the little baggies, right?
You're going to take pictures at least
so
everybody can see?
I can't send the beards back, can I?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know what the return policy is.
I would think so. I mean,
they ask you a bunch of questions.
I will find out. Anyway, so
didn't suit my needs.
Yeah, so the beard was a fail. Are you surprised? We should have bet on it.
No, we're going to trim that.
We absolutely should have bet on it. And, you know,
it didn't work. It didn't work.
I say we put the white and the black together because you have that.
Make it like a salt and pepper.
Your beard was like a salt and pepper. Yeah.
And you know, I have to be honest, though. I'm a little relieved that it's like a mask.
Yeah.
Is that you? Oh, that's you, Bob. I was concerned there was a glue.
See, that's what I thought you were getting. I thought you were getting like one of those theatrical beards.
Here's what I ended up with.
Yeah.
You edit. That looks like the guy from Duck Dynasty.
So,
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. Definitely ZZ Top.
I think you should wear that the next time you take the subway.
Wear it to the meeting. Wear it to the meeting today. I dare you.
A little bit homeless.
Right? A little bit? A
little bit.
Producer Thomas is looking in here like, what has devolved? In
you got four of them. We could all wear one. Into the
we are taking a picture. We are so
one.
Taking a picture.
And
Zara doesn't need one because he's got
by the way, he has a beard. By the way, it's not that it doesn't smell, but the hair frays.
Yeah,
so it's
it's
a little gross, I'll be honest.
Well, now the sandwich baggies, I don't know. Like, you can't sell pot, you know, like, because...
No, I'm not going to sell pot.
Maybe you should wear one of the baggies.
Just make it a little bigger, just put it on my head. Is that it, Derek? Is that the suggestion?
I think you go on Amazon now,
I like
order
where you're going
6,000 beads, and we're going to put the beads in little
beads
packets.
In the bags?
I'll sell them at Columbus Market.
Do you remember a few years ago, I was going to do that? I was going to sell Legos. Remember we found like the... that never happened. I have these ideas. And I'm like, oh, I've got thousands of these Legos. I got to be worth something. So I had people from the markets call. They're like, you can come here and sell it. The one in...
Englishtown, yeah.
I was all set. And then, the next day I forgot.
Everybody has Legos.
We sold our house.
And they are worth a lot of money.
Didn't you guys have all kinds of kids' stuff that you...
I have a whole section in the basement of stuff.
Right.
Alex is moving out into his own place. And I was like, listen, you either want this stuff or it's going in the dumpster. Because
you don't have time to bag it up and sell it.
No, I'm not going to bag it up. If he wants to bag it up and sell it, God bless him.
Well, let him know I have the bags if he wants it. 6:45, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
6:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, so if you're just tuning in, the fake beard attempt failed. My face ID. Here's the problem. I can't reset my face ID until I know my password, so I can't do that here. So another day that I can't really use my apps. It's so aggravating. Let me tell you another thing. It's aggravating, and I'm going to give you a quick tip. This is my PSA for the day. So yesterday, I had a few minutes at my desk to kind of catch up on some bills because I'm working 7 days and I'm a little crazy, and I had a little downtime. So going in and catching up, I flagged a charge on Jody's Visa, one of her Visas. So it was $14.99. This happens to be the same Visa, Bank of America, that I had the fraudulent charge from Audible. If you remember, Amazon was charging me $14.95. It took hours on the phone. Finally, no help from anybody until I got to the third person at Bank of America, and they solved it, got my credit, permanent credit. It was fraud. New credit card. Happened again on the new credit card because what they do is with some vendors, they just shift to the new card number. Like, they store your information, and even though you have a new card because of fraud, the vendor can still charge you. Unbelievable. So yesterday, happens again. Now this is the third time. $14.99. I'm on the phone for 45 minutes waiting for someone to Bank of America. Finally get someone on the phone. And I realize, I'm like, wait a minute, $14.99? That's not $14.95. That's different. This is not Audible. It was Amazon Prime. So I assumed that I'm the idiot, made a mistake. I'm like, I'm sorry. This must be Jody's Prime membership. So I hang up, no problem. Later that day, she's online. Turns out she doesn't pay for a separate Prime membership because I have a Prime membership. So now I got to go back in. I call Amazon. This is an hour on the phone with Amazon. They won't help me. They will not help me because I didn't know the email address of the account that was attached to this credit card, which is ridiculous. I said, guys, this is fraud. I don't understand how you don't deal with the fraud. Anyway, long story short, back on with Bank of America, another 45 minutes, and they solved it. They credited back the $14.99. It was fraud. Now they're sending me a new credit card. Again, this would be the fourth Visa that I've gotten over this issue of a $14 charge. But here's what the guy told me. This is the first time I've learned this, and maybe you've experienced this. In order to not let your card carry over, I have to call Visa, the actual Visa company, not attached to the bank, the Visa credit department, and tell them to block Amazon for that card. So, tip of the day, and I don't have the number yet. I will go through this. I'll do this today, and I'll let you know tomorrow if it works. But just changing your credit card on a fraudulent charge doesn't do anything. You actually have to go to the source and tell them to block any charges on that card from that vendor. So I've got to block Amazon from her Visa, and it's just a pain in the neck. But you know what? It's the principle. $14.99, as you know, that adds up. How many other little pieces are out there that you're paying for? So question for you, Have you been the victim of fraud? And who the hell steals a credit card and charges $14.99 a month? I would think you'd go for a bigger ticket item. Maybe they're just phishing and testing. I don't know. But anyway, it is now solved, but I got to call Visa to make sure that Amazon can no longer charge anything to that card. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Have you been ripped off like this? And what customer service rabbit hole have you gone down recently? 1-800-283-101.5, 656. Eric Scott with your news next.
Fun, laughs, great conversation, and guests you want to hear from. It's 100% Trev. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Eric, two things. One, I found the Wagyu ground beef for $9.
Wow.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And I did a little research. The 70-30 that we had made at the Amish market, good, but not a huge difference. The Wagyu ground beef from Snake River Farms is $75.25. So I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Now, the meatballs, Jody made meatballs with the 70-30. Delicious.
Yes. I think you need a much higher fat content if you're making a meatball.
Oh, they were great. Yep. But I'm going to try the 70-30 because I don't know what it is, a Father's Day special or something. The problem is I'm halfway through the order, and my stupid face ID doesn't work, so I can't finish the buy. Because I have a pass key on my Shopify, wherever the hell it is.
Yeah.
The beard didn't work.
Just be careful with the Wagyu beef, because there's a lot of beef out there that calls itself Wagyu. But if you're looking for, like, the real Japanese black Wagyu, which is ridiculously expensive.
Agreed. This Snake River Farms has a good reputation.
Okay.
I bought from them before. The beef was high quality. And they say it is a mix.
So most of them are crossbred with, like, Angus.
It's like
cows.
American Wagyu, yeah, which is not the same thing.
No,
the real Wagyu, it's like 60-40. You can even get 50-50.
And let me tell you something. With the marbling in that meat, it's worth it. I won't spend the money on it.
Well, not for a burger. I mean, but this was $9 a pound. I feel like that is, you're going to spend $7 and change now for regular, you know, for the, what's the 85-15? Which I don't like. I only buy 80-20 if I'm buying in the market.
I get, so in the box of meat that we get every month, I get the 80-20.
Yeah.
And sometimes I will still add a little fatty pork to it, pork, especially if I'm doing meatballs. But even with burgers, I'll add some fatty pork to the burger meat.
Well, I'll let you know. Assuming I can actually make this purchase. I'm trying the different meats out. The 70-30 we're going to do again for the meatballs, definitely worth it. But I want to try this for some smash burgers. So we're going to I'm going to try to get it by Friday. Now, on another note, we have a big meeting coming up.
Yes.
And
can you feel the excitement of the building?
Well, I can because the band got together.
Is that what they were doing back there?
I know. We were all asking. We're like, why is everyone here so early? I'm like, you guys aren't coming to the meeting. Well, they were inspired, apparently.
Well, it's time for our corporate meeting. So it's time for corporate speaking. So dig this. Is the juice worth the squeeze? This is a must-have versus a nice-to-have. Just to piggyback off what he said. Work smarter, not harder. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Pretty good.
Just to circle back on that.
If we're not growing,
we're dying from 50,000. Synergies here. let's take this offline. Let's level set. Let's break down the silos. Let's drill down. Let's circle back on that. Let's socialize this idea. Let's run it up the flagpole and see if anyone salutes. We need a paradigm shift. We need to learn the art of possible. We need to lean in. We need to be laser focused. We need all hands on deck. We need a deep dive on that. We need to expand our core competencies. We're not trying to boil the ocean here, but think about the optics with this. And at the
I'm laughing because I think I've heard every one of those phrases come out in these meetings.
Now, that could be the corporate bingo. We could almost follow along with this song.
Oh, 1,000%.
You know, I wish we could find the corporate bingo we did a few years ago. But then when corporate got a hold of it.
Yeah, somebody leaked it.
It was leaked, and that was that kind of ruined it, which is why we didn't do it this time. But I want to thank the band because I think that you guys got up early, and to put all they all came in with their instruments ready to go. Like they must have been writing on the bus ride over.
Yeah, it was it's startling because when I come in, there's usually nobody in the building.
Yeah,
so, I'm here just after 3.
And you could hear them; they were loud this morning.
And they were in the back. I was like, "What is that?"
I think some of them stayed up all night.
Well, they knew that we needed this for today.
Yeah.
They're very anticipatory.
A few of them clearly did not like get up and shower, and it was obvious to me. So I was a little concerned about that. But I was actually more thankful that they did not use the shower in the kitchen bathroom. Because that's not good. Now it's interesting that the corporate guys are all here. I should point out, let's talk about the optics of there's no water in the building.
Right. Maybe they're bringing it. Maybe that's what the meeting's about.
Maybe
We've solved the great water crisis of 2026.
Yes, maybe. I'm going to bring up in the meeting that I think we should switch from plastic jugs to glass jugs.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah.
You're going to speak during the meeting?
I'm kidding. That's a joke. That was my joke. I am only going to watch to see what Judy does because I want to win the bet. But I realize we can't exercise any undue influence. I don't want to... like I said, this is not an L.A. mayor's race. We're going to actually play this fair. All right. It is 7:15 on New Jersey 101.5. So I battled again. Amazon, Bank of America. What is your story of woe with customer service? I am now in to save $14. I think I'm about 7 hours of customer service calls in. And this was the third time. It's now the fourth different credit card that we are getting to solve this, but I have to now call Visa and block Amazon from ever charging any card related to our Bank of America account. It's exhausting. It shouldn't be this difficult. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:16 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-101.5 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
7:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. About 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Jill Myra, so you've got a Seinfeld-esque story.
Oh, I just knew you would love this. And thank goodness everybody's okay.
It's one of those. All right. It started off by you saying, have I seen the Seinfeld where the guy's training for the marathon, and he's sleeping on Jerry's couch.
Yeah.
And he oversleeps, the alarm doesn't go off or
like
something.
It's their fault or something. Somehow ends up being probably George's fault.
Right.
I forget.
So what happened?
This is great. So what do we have going on? We have the FIFA World Cup happening in America. The Haitian soccer team is using Stockton University as their practice field headquarters. Yeah. Because, there are certain teams that are around the state. So yesterday, in one of the science buildings, there was a chemical spill. And
really?
They had to decontaminate people Five people had to be decontaminated.
What the hell kind of chemicals are being used at Stockton?
Chlorine, bromine, hydrochloric acid. It said accidental spill.
Oh, somebody dropped it?
Good thing it was accidental.
Yeah, oh, good.
And that would be...
So what? So the gases got out? Like they mixed? Like what? What
I
a
guess
scene.
So.
Where were the Haitians at the time?
There was a small fire. Thank goodness. Well,
it's a little sus to me. I don't know.
So that was the day that you could come to watch the practice if you're a fan. Otherwise, the fences have all this black like covering on them. But yesterday was the day they allowed the fans to come in. But all I could imagine was a Seinfeld.
They don't make
the situation.
It. Haitian team doesn't show up.
The Haitian team
chemical
ends
spill
up,
in Jersey.
Like, burned with chemicals.
You
and
can't
it would be
make
our
that
fault.
Up. Only in Jersey would something like that have happened.
Like, right?
This is why we can't have nice things.
But thank goodness everybody
they're
was okay.
Okay.
Stockton University, they got it all cleaned up.
You know what? I'm glad we can laugh about it because it is funny.
It is kind of funny.
It's funny.
All I could see, you know, like you get out of Haiti to come to New Jersey.
Right. It's like, how many of them are going to try to stay here? Can you imagine? Who the hell wants to go back to Haiti? Good God. How do they even feel the soccer team? That's a whole other story.
Well, yeah.
But funny, they got the, it's like Charlie Brown. They're like the Charlie Brown of the soccer
team. But can you imagine yesterday what was going on? Like, what, in one building, people are being decontaminated.
How do they decontaminate? Like, are they spraying, like, is it like it's Pulp Fiction when they give them the lock-up shower?
So you're thinking Pulp Fiction.
I'm thinking the fire hose comes out and
I'm thinking Monsters, Inc. Remember, they were like, 2319, where, like, the kid had a sock, the sock.
I didn't see it.
It's
I don't do the Pixar
scene.
Disney things. I don't.
Okay.
Really?
We have to break.
That's a whole other story. All right, 7:26. Hey, on the other side, I want to cover a serious subject. My friend Marie Tasey is going to join us to talk about this egregious overreach from the state government. It's like the Democrats are so emboldened, they are not hiding anything anymore. This one could affect this show. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:26 at the time. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So as I mentioned on the other side of the break, the New Jersey legislature at it again, now pushing a bill masquerading as reproductive health protection. But of course, it really is a direct attack on free speech. And, you know, how many years we've been talking about the great work of pregnancy resource centers and the fact that in New Jersey, young women don't really get a choice. You've got taxpayer subsidized Planned Parenthood abortions, and that's it. You have an unplanned pregnancy. You're not sure where to turn. You're in an abusive relationship. You've got no family support. Where do you turn? Well, the government wants you to go down one lane, and it's the same thing for this reassignment surgery. They want to call it gender affirming, but it's anything but gender affirming. It's actually gender destroying. These mutilation surgeries and hormones that they give people, and New Jersey wants to make it illegal, and this bill will do just that, to advocate against it, because you could be considered blocking somebody's reproductive health choices. So this is bad. It's bad for anyone who values free speech. This is not about being pro-life, pro-choice, pro-abortion. It's not about the issue. It's about the idea that New Jersey does not want, the New Jersey Democrats do not want you to have a dissenting view to their strong-arm abortion profiteering and profiting off of mutilating children. And I said this before, and, you know, the big hospitals get all mad at me, and they've tried to get me fired many times, but I called them out rightfully that they are only about the money. They're not about patient health. They were mutilating children until Donald Trump took away their money. And then they're like, oh, we're not going to do those surgeries anymore. Ridiculous. But now, it could be a criminal violation to advocate against that. Let's go to my friend Marie Tasey, who is the executive director of New Jersey Right to Life. Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
So you were in Trenton. They didn't change it, sort of. What did they do? The legislature amended the original bill, and they actually made it worse.
Yeah, they shifted some of the penalties from the criminal side to the civil side. Which makes it easier for abortion providers and activists to bring lawsuits against peaceful pro-life citizens. So it's even a greater chilling effect on free speech. And they're cosmetic. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what they did. it's more of a reshuffling than a reform. You know, again, it's a real danger for First Amendment. People who value, you know, First Amendment should be very concerned.
What is the end game, in your opinion? I mean, it looks to me like, you know, you've basically, and you've said this, and I put this in my article yesterday. I took a lot of your thoughts, and I sort of broke them down. And one of them was that that New Jersey becomes basically a destination for trans surgeries and abortions, whether people are legal, illegal. I mean, they're basically creating a magnet for New Jersey.
Yeah, and it is interesting, since you mentioned Donald Trump, you know, made that ruling, and a lot of these hospitals are no longer performing the surgeries. That's my understanding.
Right.
But I think they're getting around the law. Planned Parenthood, of course, found a way to get around the law by prescribing hormones, mm-hmm. which in some cases are the same as puberty blockers.
Mm-hmm.
But the language that they shifted to civil liability is for anyone who causes reputational harm, financial harm, mental anguish, or emotional harm. anything to do with, these services, as very broad and subjective language. And of course, it provides immunity to the providers. They added a narrow exclusion. It's just a carve out. It still grants immunity to these providers, like an immunity. The interesting thing is that if you even think about it, you know, a lot of times at these abortion clinics, there's clinic escorts, and they are people who are there paid to help women get into the clinic. And then you have the peaceful pro-life people. So in a situation where, you know, you have a clinic escort who is, you know, coercing a woman or trying to get her into the clinic while you have a peaceful pro-life individual trying to provide information, that clinic escort can charge the pro-life peaceful protester, you know, with causing emotional harm, but yet the pro-life protester has no recourse, you know.
Right.
So it's incredible.
Well, and there's no accountability.
Viewpoint discrimination. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's also, Marie, no accountability on the emotional and physical stress put on these young women. You know, the idea, there's a reason that Planned Parenthood doesn't show the women prior to an abortion the ultrasound. They do it, but they don't share the results. And reason is because when a young woman sees the baby inside her, 85% decide to have the baby. Like that, I even credited that it was very difficult for me to say. And you should see the looks I got when I said it. I was on Newsmax, and we were talking about Gavin Newsom. And the Newsom administration just contracted with a nonprofit. Now, it's a money grab, and it's all the things, but they're giving out diapers to new moms. And I said, well, even Gavin Newsom gets the fact that somebody should be paying attention to these new moms out there who don't have any support. And that's what the pregnancy resource centers do, but they're effectively going to be criminalized. And this is what Josh Gottheimer, that lousy congressman in North Jersey, wanted when he targeted these pregnancy resource centers and called them a cult that he was focused on shutting down.
Right, absolutely. I think the Trump administration is doing a lot of really beneficial things regarding new moms. They have a website now, moms.gov, providing information to women for the crisis pregnancy centers. They just did something, I think, 2 days ago, too, to provide, pregnant mothers with, some type of, financial help. I'll have to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But they really seem to be doing a lot to really, try to mitigate some of this, radical, stuff from people, states like New Jersey, that are pushing abortion on women.
So what can, we're already, if I understand it, the highest or among the highest, I think we are the highest, right, in per capita abortions.
Yes.
In the nation.
One of the highest.
It's amazing.
DC might have us beat.
So let me ask you, Marie, what can people do about it if they're listening? Again, this is a free speech issue. I mean, imagine if I could get in trouble based on this law for advocating, because I will continue to advocate, promote, speak at these events, go and stand in front of the clinics and talk to the providers that are there, the healthcare providers who are in the trucks helping these women make a choice, or at least have a choice. And that's what we've been saying all along. This is not about even the issue. This is about this is not a choice state. This is an abortion state. There's a difference. What can people do?
Well, the bill is scheduled for a vote in the assembly tomorrow.
Wow.
And it will go back to the Senate for concurrence support to adopt the amendments that the Assembly has introduced. So as far as, you know, the law, I think everybody really needs to double down today and, you know, let the legislators know how they feel. You know, two Democrats did abstain in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. So we should certainly continue to, you know,
do you know who they were? Them. Do you know who the Democrats were?
Yes. Assemblyman Gary Scher and Assemblyman, I think it's Bailey in the 3rd District. Okay. I'm not sure if I have his name correct.
Got it. So there's,
and I don't know why, but, you know, it was good to see. And of course, all the Republicans, voted no. They asked a lot of very specific questions. Mm-hmm. To us, which we were able to answer. You know, it was supposed to go before the Senate Judiciary before the Senate voted on it. And we showed up at that hearing and we handed in the slips that we wanted to testify. And the chair said, anyone that's here for this bill, just so you know, we're not taking testimony.
Wow. They just shut it down. Yeah, they don't want to hear you.
Yeah. It's a constitutional issue. And this is the Senate Judiciary Committee. I mean, that's really where those concerns should have been addressed. And they just completely shut it down. You're absolutely right. Yep.
Well, the good news is that there's no way this will pass constitutional muster, and I do think that the first person to be charged will be the flagship lawsuit to get this overturned if it even passes. I'd like to stop it from passing. So I have the link posted at nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. You can read the article. I'll ask producer Thomas to alert that out. And if you're at njrtl.org, that is New Jersey Right to Life. Two things there. One, there's a legislative action button, I believe, right, Marie? You can click on that on your site. And two, if you are a young woman with an unplanned pregnancy and you're headed somewhere right now because somebody's pushing you in one direction, go to the website, njrtl.org. There is a list of pregnancy resource centers broken down by county. There is one near you. It's a free service. At least get a perspective on what's going on with your body before you make an irreversible decision. Marie, great to talk to you. Keep us posted tomorrow.
Wait, before you go, there is also a section on the website that gives the analysis of the amendments.
Okay.
It's right below the resolution slider. It has the most recent information. So
great.
Please let people know to go there. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marie. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you. 7:47. Let's do traffic and weather next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Bill Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow.
Well played, Dan.
6-7.
Very nice. 7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Hey, reminder, I'll ask producer Thomas to send this out as well if you're on the app. Remember the Hubbard Bridge connecting Middletown to Red Bank was rebuilt with taxpayer money, and Senator Joe Carrillo's got the bridge named after himself after he was the guy that worked the deal to take your money to rebuild the bridge that was named after the Hubbard family, Jacobus Hubbard, who was actually buried near the entrance to the bridge. This is literally a lineage of war heroes and doctors. Jacobus Hubbard, I don't know if Jacobus Hubbard, I think it's Jacobus Hubbard, but anyway, Dr. Hubbard was not only an American hero, a guy that fought in the Revolutionary War, but he was a surgeon, and he spent the post-war years up to his death fighting for the widows of fallen American Revolutionary soldiers to get them pensions with the new government. So this was a true American hero. It is the 250th anniversary of this great country, and I think it's time to rename the Carrillo's Bridge back to its intended honoring of an American hero and bring back Hubbard's Bridge. Now, some have suggested that I compromise on this and try to get Monmouth County government to just rename it for the day on July 4th. But I hate virtue signaling, so I've opted against that. So thank you for all the input and advice. Nope, this is square on, punch them in the face. They should have never named the bridge after Joe Carrillo's, but they did. And here you go. We want to bring it back to its historical roots and honor the Hubbard family, talk about digging in. The Hubbard family has been in Monmouth County since the 1700s. I'm digging in. These guys are dug in. They are still here. There are Hubbards right now in Middletown and Red Bank. And to have the name stripped off the bridge, which was known to everybody as Hubbards Bridge, is a slap in the face to our great American culture. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:56 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, I want to bring in Juan and Roselle. Had a problem with Easy Pass. We are in the business of solving problems if we can.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Juan, what's going on?
Good morning, Bill. A Jersey scam, dude.
Tell me.
This is the biggest scam there is in New Jersey besides the taxes.
I was going to say, I could name maybe 10 things, but anyway, I got you. I got you. So what happened?
So, wait, my wife called and she was on hold forever. It took me a little bit over an hour and change on hold to resolve the problem. Okay, are you sitting down? Are you ready for this?
All right, hold on. I'm bracing. I'm bracing for you. Tell me.
Brace. Grab Eric. Hold on to Eric. $400 in unpaid fees. $4,000 in administration.
Wow. So you, hold on, Juan. Now, this was your wife's Easy Pass account. You had a problem.
Yes.
And you called them. They, for $400, why were the fees unpaid?
Because every time you go through a toll and it goes into however they figure it out, right? There's an administration fee attached to it.
So I'm saying your reader was not being read.
Yeah.
So it was looking like you were blown through the toll.
I got you. I paid the unpaid tolls. That's out of the question. That's out.
$400.
$4,000.
Wow. All right. What did they tell you?
$400.
Come on.
$400.
So $4,000 in administration fees. What did they tell you to do? There's no way you're going to pay that. We got to fight.
No, hell no. You got to be absolutely out of your mind for me to give them that money.
Nope, don't do it.
I got to go online and I got to dispute every administration fee.
That is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It is
blood money.
Yeah, it is. It's extortion is what it is. So how many individual tolls is that? How long is this going to take you?
I don't know. I'm like, first of all, I can't get in because my wife doesn't have me down as a.
So she's got to do it.
She's got to do it.
How
I'm not on an account.
All right, here's what we're going
to
do.
Dude, I would like to go over there and fire everybody.
Yeah, I would too. I there's been a big dispute over the whole management company. One of the companies coming in has ties to Communist China, reportedly. But the reality is the company that runs it now, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Dude, they got to get fired, all of them.
I agree.
And work your way down.
I agree. Well, look, I want
to
help you.
To clean up the paperwork.
All right, so here's what I want to do. Juan, I want you to just give producer Thomas all your information. And I'm going to get in touch with our friends and see if we can get you a solution here. Because I think the idea of fighting individual charges is ridiculous. Somebody needs top down to call the manager there and say, wipe those fees out. This is not people in our free society should not be treated like this. And I am sick of it. I'm disgusted. They're making their millions and they're doing it on the backs of us. I can't tell you how many times I fight this once a month. Because I'm in Manhattan, you know, 3-4 times a week. Now I'm going in every Saturday, every Sunday. I'm paying the congestion pricing when I'm there on the weekdays. And I'm going to tell you, how many times I go through that, right? You pay it, and it kills you.
So it's $9.
Juan, they are whacking my card $25 like every day now, every 2 days, just to get it replenished. I'm so pissed.
Bill, that congestion tax did not resolve any changes in the traffic.
No, it's horrible.
Nothing.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, Juan, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send your information. Right, I'm going to get somebody in touch with you, all right?
Bill?
I'm on it.
Run for governor, please. For governor again.
I appreciate you saying that. Some decisions will be coming over the course of the next year. Thank you, Juan. Stay on hold real quick.
God bless you, brother.
All right, thank you, brother. Enjoy the day. I appreciate you. Let's get you some help. All right, it's 8:14. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
It is 8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Let me tell you something.
I love
not
I
easy love to get you, Dan, but we did it.
That's
we,
true.
We, not easy. So I went back to the beard because
it makes you look younger.
The black beard.
It's jet this black.
Black. Right? It's but it doesn't. I don't know the gray in my hair.
Like you use beard for men. What's that
it
called? Like,
what is it?
What's that
hair
stuff called
for men?
Hair for men. Yeah.
No.
No.
What is the beard
the stuff
one?
That makes your beard darker.
Yeah. What is it?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I have to look it up.
You guys, I don't know. So anyway, my apologies. I just, I don't even know what inspired
it. I should have looked. I'm not going to look at you the rest of the morning.
It slipped, so I was talking through the beer. I wonder what kind of chemicals are on this. I wonder if I'm going to have a reaction.
Oh, there might be seed oil in there.
Right, there could be. Are you going to return them on Amazon? I don't think so. I'm not sure. It didn't work. I didn't look good.
No, we're having so much fun with these.
I may leave them here.
And none of them
like
them.
No, because I like them with, like, we should get leprechaun hats because the one that I was wearing looks like a leprechaun. Oh, no, he's got it on his head
the
now.
Challenge.
Now you look like you had a toupee.
Look. Oh, yeah. How does that look?
He put it up over his head now.
Yeah, it looks
like a visor. Looks like he's ready to deal out some cards or something.
Oh, I definitely would return it now. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think?
It's like a bad
look. If my hair starts to thin, I got a solution.
Yeah, you should hang on to
you look like you have a ferret sitting on your head or something.
Here's the problem.
I know it's shedding.
The problem is it's shedding, and I've now got. I don't think that's real hair.
I do want to say, Bill.
Yes.
You look like you were talking about Seinfeld earlier. You look like when George Costanza was wearing the toupee.
Costanza had the toupee.
Yeah, that's what you look like right now.
Thank you. I'm sure that someone has. Captured the screenshot, and I'll be seeing this in years to come.
You bought these online somewhere?
Amazon.
Knowing how cheap you are, there is no chance this is real hair.
I would agree.
No offense, but
that is true. I am
let's
very
be
cheap.
Honest.
I think this black one, though, the mustache almost looked real.
Yes, it did. You look like a college professor.
Oh, thank you. I'm just a little bit grossed out by
I know. I keep picking it out.
It's shed.
It's like when you... eat corn on the cob and you start picking all those little corn.
Yeah, this is a huge problem. I think the beard experiment failed. And that's it.
You think it failed. Did you unlock your phone successfully?
No.
Then it definitely failed.
That was
the whole point.
I even tried the different colors. None of it worked. Well, here's the good news. The good news is that the Hato meter is coming up next. Johnny and Keith, hang in there. I will get to you after we get through the Hato meter. It is Wednesday. I love Wednesdays. 8:26, Eric Scott with the news next.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hato meter.
Another Wednesday, another round of the Hate-O-Meter. It is 8:38, and this is my favorite time of the week. I know, Eric Scott, you enjoy this little block of time as well.
I do.
And Bob Williams in studio with us. Good morning, Bob. I'm glad
you're here
for the Hate-O-Meter.
Good to be here. That's
live
one of the
person.
Reasons I showed up. This is world famous.
It's not the corporate meeting. It's the Hate-O-Meter. Well, Producer Thomas, I think you had a lot to work with.
I did have a lot to work with. A lot of hate on X this week.
Yeah.
X was a very vile place, as
really?
It usually is.
It usually is. Yeah. It's not as bad as Reddit.
That's a whole other.
Right. That's plane. Another level. Yeah. All right. I say we jump right in. How are we doing on this first one?
This first one here is Meme Machine on X.
Mean Machine. Meme Machine.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Reminder. Punk Bill Spadia and his hissy fit is one of the main reasons we have Mikey Sherrill as governor.
So this one it's interesting because it's almost like a PSA.
Yes.
Right? Like it's the reminder. Can we just hear that one more time?
Reminder. Punk Bill Spadia and his hissy fit is one of the main reasons we have Mikey Sherrill as governor.
I feel like there should be that NBC sound, and then, you know,
the more you know, with the star and the rainbow. Yep. Yes, I think you're right. I love that I'm blamed for Mikey being governor. That's interesting. I like the structure of this one. I like the reminder. Bob, you absolutely like this? It's like a...
Yeah, it's like an old school, that punk blank is taking it back.
And
who says that anymore? Right?
Nobody says that. Punk, right. It's not just a punk, but punk bleep. Yeah.
You know how we run a bunch of PSAs on this station once in a while? This should be one of them.
Yes.
We should hold this one and run this every once in a while.
Yeah.
I like that. Actually, yes, Kathy, let's hold on to this one because if somebody wants to bring up this thing about blaming me for Mikey Sherrill.
Yeah, it's right here.
We get it right here. You've been warned.
Yes.
You've been reminded. All right, excellent. Let's. I'm going to go 3.5 out of 5.
It's not bad.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'll go along with that. Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
All right, let's go number 2.
The second one is Patry Ant on X.
Patry Ant.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Do NJ a favor and stop talking.
Blunt, to the point. Right?
No bleeps.
Yeah. No bleeps. I mean, if you can get your message out in a clean way like that, I think that really works. It's not quite ringtone.
A little long for ringtone.
I think it's too long for ringtone, but I like, at least this person is addressing what I do.
Yes, and it's a little acerbic.
Right? But I also like the way it's presented, like, do us a favor. Hey, please. It's like it's almost a polite request for me to stop talking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, so I don't know, though. I don't know if scoring it, to be honest, I like this better than the first one.
Wow.
Yeah, but.
I do, too.
Yeah. But it doesn't have any bleeps.
Right.
Well, we're always appreciative of the non-bleeps, because if you can get your point across without cursing.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like hammering home the point. Like, this person clearly, on behalf of the entire state, wants me to stop talking.
Yes.
And you said this was very blunt, very to the point. You know, a lot of these are like a right hook. Like, a lot of them are harsh. A lot of them take some time and they go bam. But this one's kind of like the Jackie Chan, the 1-inch punch.
Yeah.
Like, boom.
The quick short punch.
Yep.
Right in.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Or is that Bruce Lee? I think it's Bruce Lee.
Either way.
Either one.
We understood the point. All right, let's move on.
This third one here is Mucky Thompson on X.
Mucky. All right. What did Mucky have to say?
How do you look at yourself in the mirror? Huge dweeb.
Wow.
Mucky brought it.
Mucky. He's bringing the
bleep.
Clearly, he's watching the YouTube.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe, right? But dweeb, how do we feel about that word? Like, that's an old word. I
haven't heard that
in
a long time.
Is that like a dork, a loser? A what's a dweeb?
Is that 70s?
I don't know. That's before punk blank.
Yeah.
I mean, Producer Thomas, have you ever called anyone or been called a dweeb?
No, I can't say I have.
I feel like that's back to like, I'm just saying, I mean, I've been called it. It's like Breakfast Club kind of thing.
So interesting. The Cambridge Dictionary defines it as socially awkward, unstylish, and boring.
I think they could be onto something. I mean, look, my style. I mean, if you're judging me from YouTube, the T-shirt and hoodie, which I pretty much wear every day, and this morning with the fake beard, I could take that.
Thomas. Dweeb originated in the United States in the 1960s as a college slang for a socially awkward or feeble-minded person.
Wow. Feeble-minded and socially awkward.
Hmm.
And did I just see that then it evolved into nerd?
Yes, I believe that's what
it was. Gotcha, okay.
And that evolved into the revenge of the nerds.
Right, okay.
So they took it back. So the dweebs are on the rise. I don't know that I've been called a dweeb. I don't know that I've ever been called a dweeb. I think this is a first. So I'm going to go 4 out of 5 on that. I like the first. I like the throwback to the old insult.
Yeah.
And I like that it covers feeble mind, socially awkward, and no style. I think that's like they're hitting it all.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. How do you look at yourself in the mirror? I don't. Maybe that's the problem. All right, let's go. What's our last one?
This last one here is the Bergen County Young Republican Club.
Really? Oh, yes. Okay. Wow. Let's hear this.
All right. Bill Spadia supporting a GOP nominee. Wow. There really is a first time for everything.
So this must be a reference to my supporting Justin Murphy.
I think so.
Right?
That's what I guessed.
That's what I would figure, yeah. So that's interesting. This is a Republican club, Bergen County Young Republicans.
Yes.
Is that a first organizational hate?
Hmm.
I don't know, because we had that one, wasn't it it was like a church that kind of hated on you.
There was a church that hated on
you. Oh, when you had the dust up with the Pope.
That's right. Oh, that's right. It was the...
I forget what it was.
What the hell were those guys? They were like knights of some kind.
The Knights of Columbus or something like that?
No, I think it was...
The Knights That Say Knee.
It may have been the Knights of St. Knee. It may have been that. It was something to that effect. All right, but I think this... So this is the first political group. So I've angered the church groups, but now the political group's weighing in.
Yes, the young ones.
For argument's sake, though...
Right, did they get authorization, or is this just one rogue member of the Young Republicans?
You know, that's a good question. That's a good question. Anyway, I give them credit. I mean, it's not accurate... because I've supported all the Republican presidential nominees. And, you know, when we have this last time was a whole, that's a whole other sordid story. So it's not accurate, but I like that it's current.
Yeah.
I like that they played off of my support of Justin Murphy. So I think 3.5. Bob, what do you think?
Yeah. Okay.
I'd say, yeah.
Solid.
3.5? Yeah. Eric, we agree?
I'm good. Yep.
So that
no bleeps, though. I mean, I was really hoping for like a double, triple.
Well, they're Republicans. They're young Republicans. Yeah, they're young. So young Republicans don't curse that much.
Right.
That's the...
I enjoy the bleeps more than anything else.
Yes, you do.
That's just me.
Well, today we only got two in the whole day. So I'm going to say the winner, number 3, the dweeb comment. It came with a bleep. It was good.
Fair enough.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you.
How do you look at yourself in the mirror? Huge dweeb.
Yeah, that's the winner for today. All right. Thank you for playing, everyone.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
Something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, the Hate-O-Meter ran a little long, so I got to take a break for news. But I want to just ask you, if you've got a problem, I want to solve it. If it's Easy Pass or something related to the state of New Jersey, the helpline is open. 1-800-283-101.5. It's 8:55. Eric Scott with the news in 5 minutes.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
.9 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we're going to work on getting Juan and others the help that they need with Easy Pass. Jen, we had a guy call earlier in the week, racked up $4,200 in Easy Pass fines.
Get out.
And then Juan and Roselle today called. He's at $4,000.
Wow. How does it get that high?
A couple of weeks.
How does it get that high?
If you're commuting every day and if you're the one guy, his credit card expired.
Oh.
And He thought, okay, I'll just update the payment and pay whatever tolls I missed.
Because you can do that online, yeah.
Well, when you owe money, you can't. It's such a stupid backward system.
You have to call?
You can't make any changes on your account if you owe any money. So I went through this. I spent hours on the phone with them. It was terrible.
Well, trying to get somebody on the phone, forget it. Yeah, because I've made changes on my account, but I didn't know anything. So, yeah.
Right. They've always waived it if you can get through, but it's like
you can't get through.
You can't get through. That's the problem. So we're trying to solve it for them. I feel bad for people. It's like every level they hit you.
Yeah.
Right? It's just it's one fee after another. So my Face ID is still not working.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to see the beard.
There are now it's on YouTube and we will be posting a group picture. With the beards, on
you did
Instagram.
The group picture without me.
Ugh, we did. Well, no. Everyone wore the beard, but I'm regretting wearing the beard. It's fraying, so I had little beard pieces that I was spitting out because it was.
Well,
it's kind of gross. I'm just going to tell you, it's kind of gross.
We knew
I'm
this
a little grossed out by the China beard, and it's I think that I'm now going to say it was probably a mistake to try.
Well.
To get back to my Face ID with a fake beard.
Did it actually work, though?
It did not.
So, so that's good, because we didn't want it to work.
When you buy things from China. They're not always the highest quality. You gotta love David Bowie.
That's right, China girl.
Better than another guy. There's some kind of library, museum, or something going on. Where's the David Bowie Museum? That I would still not go to, but
I went yesterday.
I figured you did.
I did. I got invited. It was fantastic. We're talking about the Bruce Springsteen Center for American Music, but it was about American music.
Was it good?
Fantastic. It was amazing. I was so happy I got to go to that.
It's too bad. A lot of what he'll be remembered for with younger people is the cranky old man screaming about Trump on stage. Right? Like, you think about that. You know, our generation, it was way more about the music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's become so political in the last few years that I wonder if young people will think of anything other than the rants.
If and when you do go to the center, it's about the music.
Yeah.
It is about the music.
That's good. It should not be political at all.
Bruce did not want this center to be about him. The only reason why he agreed to it, he said, I'll do it, but we need to encompass all American genres because that's what shaped him. So when you go, the first floor of the museum is all genres of American music. So it's super cool.
Yeah.
And then the second floor is Bruce through from the 70s up to today with the E Street Band. That was, that was my whole like thing, but it was excellent. The center opens on Saturday to the public. So I'm going to be writing a post and putting up photos and videos.
So it's at Monmouth University, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that makes it somewhat interesting. I mean, I could not care any less than I do, but at least it's interesting. At least he's not showing up there using it as a platform for his crazy politics.
No, I'm a music freak. I'm a pop culture person. So
yeah.
It was great. I loved
it. All right, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah.
Is free for the public to go in? I mean,
you do have to buy tickets.
You got to buy tickets.
Yeah, tickets are like $20.
But it's accessible, even though it's on the campus.
It's on Monmouth University, but it's a separate entrance into the museum. So it's on Cedar Avenue in Long Branch. So it's part of Monmouth University, but it's a completely separate entrance.
But there's a public side that you don't have to go on.
Yeah, yeah. No,
campus.
You don't go on the campus. No.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
So sorry. The beard thing just it all of a sudden. There was a momentum.
It's all right, you forgot.
It happened. You weren't here. Bob Williams was here.
So once I had
Bob and Jill here, I'm like,
Bob scared me. I was like, oh, Bob.
Here today. The good news is they were good sports. Bob and Jill both wore the beard. So, but I'm going to advise against it because I'm still pulling little beard pieces out of my teeth.
Which was the best beard, though, if you had to say it? If you had to pick one that...
Oh, the black one, for sure.
Yeah.
Because the black beard, looked real.
All right.
The mustache actually looked real. But what happens is that it's so cheap that they were falling off.
What did you expect?
So I caught a few, and honestly, I'm grossed out. I think I want to get rid of them.
Did any of the beard hair get into your sandwich bags that you ordered with them?
No, because I kept the bag sealed until I got here.
That was good.
So it did not happen.
Excellent.
All right. Cool. Question for you. Customer service, easy pass. Amazon. I will have a tip for you on the other side. It's not enough to tell the credit card company to cancel your card and issue a new number. There are companies out there that no matter what number of your credit card, if you, your name, your account is tied to, is connected with an account, they update automatically. They get your new numbers from Visa. So today I've got to go spend an hour and a half, 2 hours calling Visa to block Amazon because I can't stop these $14 charges. It's absolutely driving me nuts. Has anything like this happened to you? 1-800-283-101.56-915. Traffic on the next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-1015 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
922 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, let's jump right in. John and Lyndhurst. Man, I think you're on the right track with this Easy Pass stuff. What do you got for us?
Hello.
Hey, John. You're on the air, man.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
I had problems with Easy Pass in New Jersey. I was involved in installation of the Easy Pass on all the 40-30 crossings, and I had nothing but problems with them because the transponders weren't picking up. So every time I had to go straighten it out, I had to go to their offices in New York. So I got fed up with it, and I transferred over to New York. I haven't had a problem in 10 years with the New York.
So you have Easy Pass New York?
Yes.
And what are the transponders? Do they look the same? They got to look the same, right?
Yeah, they're all the same. All the transponders are the same. It's just they charge $1 a month like New Jersey does. But if you're late or you're behind or your credit card gets canceled or you lose your card, they don't charge you these high fees for late. They don't charge any fees. They give you a text. They send you a text or an email telling you that your card, they'll replenish it. So I just call them up, give them a new number, and that's it.
And it's that easy. Yeah, it's amazing to me, John, and I've had this conversation with Easy Pass folks and our DOT, that we just don't get it right. And, I remember for so long there was a push against tolls in this state. And, people got rallied around that for 10 minutes. And then you realize that if you don't have the user fees, the real estate taxes are going to have to cover it, or the income tax is going to have to cover it. So one way or the other, you get burned in this state. At the very least, being among the most expensive states in the country, at the very least, can we have some decent customer service? Right?
At first, when they started Easy Pass, it wasn't even $1 a month administration cost. Now they put that on here.
Well, what's your replenishment? My replenishment is $25, and I'm getting hit now probably twice a week, I'm going to say.
My replenishment, I think it's $55 now. I go back and forth, I'm sure. So
let me ask, John, there's no attachment to residency, right? You can go get New York Easy Pass, and that's it. They mail it to your house in Jersey, and you got it.
You can call them up, give them your number. They'll send you a new transponder. They're the same, but unless you got your transponder, I think they only last about 10 years, the transponders, and then they go dead. Maybe 20 years they last.
Yeah, but half the time the tolls don't even pick them up. That's been my biggest problem, that I drive through and it just says toll not paid. That's driving me crazy.
That's because the bureaucracy ain't maintaining it. They're not doing their job. Because,
no.
Like I said, I was involved with Daydone Electric installing all the Easy Pass for Port Authority crossings.
So they're not maintaining the equipment at the tolls. That's the problem.
They're not maintaining them.
Yep.
No, they're not maintaining them.
It's
the overhead detector is not picking it up because it's got to be updated.
It probably has to be cleaned. It probably has to be serviced. I mean, you got to make sure there's power. There are probably 1,900 things that have to be done. I would imagine that, it's electronics. They go wrong. And, there isn't the staff. There isn't the money. I don't know. The company doing it now, their contract is ending, so I'm hoping for better things ahead. But in the meantime, I think that's a good tip. I'm going to look into Easy Pass New York. Why not? Thanks, man. Appreciate your call, John. Have a good one. Yeah, there's your solution. This is the problem, that when we can't solve a problem, you have the ability to go somewhere else. You're sick and tired of paying the real estate taxes in Jersey, you end up in Pennsylvania. And it's like, that's why we are struggling in the Garden State. And for the rest of us who are staying, the increase in cost to pay for the incompetence just goes up every single year. So maybe that's what'll get them going. If every New Jersey Easy Pass person decides to get New York Easy Pass and starve the system a little bit, maybe something will change. All right, if you got a problem, I'm ready to solve it.
The problem, yo, I'll solve it.
1-800-283-101.5, 926. Jen Ursula with the news next. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. And Nicole, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. But so Bob and Jill, I was telling Jen, we all had the beards on. And I think Jen felt a little bit left out.
I was very left out.
But well, a little bit left out.
I think the black one would go with her hair.
Very well with that.
You know, that's a great did you try it on? Here's the problem. It's fraying.
Yeah.
So I'm still picking.
Yeah.
You know, it's like beard hair.
And it's been on Bill's head. It's been on his nose. It's been
let me put it on
over.
Then.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
All right.
All right, you gonna do it?
No.
I knew she wouldn't.
No, Jen.
Jen comes in every morning.
Yeah.
Full makeup, looking great.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
She's always so. I could not imagine
the rest
her
of us come in like
on.
We literally just fell off a dump truck.
she wants to put this toupee on.
To be fair,
body.
I'm surprised none of us have fallen off a dump truck coming here in the morning.
This is the challenge. This is why I said we were not going to have the cameras on because corporate wanted to make it fancy.
Right.
We're going to switch. I'm like, no.
What are we,
it's
shabby?
Behind the scenes. You got the big camera there.
Yeah.
We look like we look. I wear the same hat and the same hoodie.
I like to call it shabby chic.
Shabby chic.
Is that
what
chic.
I am?
But to be fair, this is what I do every morning. It's not like, the cameras
are
on.
Right,
let
you
me
know
get
what?
You. Let me get
I'm going to hold the cameras.
All right. Give me the black one. Give me
good
the black
idea.
One.
Yeah.
Jen's going to put it on.
All right. We're now bearding the microphones. Bob, here's the best way to do it.
Okay. Gotcha.
Go front. And then, yeah, if you could see this on the air. There we go. That's it.
I like
what's
it.
What's that, Kathy?
I said, oh, darn, there's only four.
All right. Yeah, there we go. Now, that's it. That should be, that kind of looks like you're a Muslim.
You could be in a summer carnival somewhere.
It does.
That looked like a hijab.
You could be the bearded lady in one of the carnivals.
Yeah, now it looks right.
Yeah.
All right, so you need to send that picture to producer Thomas because we're putting all this on Instagram.
I think Jen looks the best of all of us.
Yeah, I think so.
Hold on, I have to look at myself.
I think what they say, you wear it well.
Yeah, you still got your...
Ew.
You know what
you can see
like,
your lip gloss
remember
under the ratty mustache? Sorry.
Remember there was that feature where you could get two people's faces and mix them together?
Yes.
And it would make a
that's what
person.
That looks like.
That looks like...
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What app was that?
Was that an app? I remember doing it
I don't
with
think
my
it was
son.
An app.
No, it was
that
just
wasn't
like
an app, right?
Was it within something?
One of those creepy morphing things. Yeah,
yeah very it was so weird.
I'm glad it didn't work, though, Bill.
Because
if you would have,
if that had worked,
if you unlocked
to open
your phone,
my app, that would have been really bad.
Oh my God, that would have been scary.
The white one
is just stupid.
Here,
one of these
on
looks like
one.
Cousin It from the Addams Family.
Well, a little bit, a little
what
bit.
What are we doing? We're putting
right,
this on the microphone.
Kathy, if you can, there's a big meeting coming up. Nicole, I'm going to get to you in just a minute and a half. Hang in there. But are you ready for the corporate meeting?
So ready.
All the corporate big shots are coming.
I know.
And here's a little bit of what I think we can expect. Our band came in early today. They took the tour bus in early.
Oh, is that why they were here?
That's why they were here, making
right.
a ruckus.
I gotcha.
Some of them
did.
Clearly were up all night and didn't shower. I mean, they were a mess. But this is what they came up with.
Okay.
Well, it's time for our corporate meeting. So it's time for corporate speaking. So dig this. Is the juice worth the squeeze? This is a must-have versus a nice-to-have. Just to piggyback off what he said. Work smarter, not harder. This is where the rubber meets the road. Just to circle back on that. If we're not growing, let's take this offline, let's level set, let's break down the silos. Let's drill down, let's circle back on that. Let's socialize this idea, let's run it up the flagpole and see if anyone salutes. We need a paradigm shift. We need to learn the art of possible. We need to lean in. We need to be laser focused. We need all hands on deck. We need a deep dive on that. We need to expand our core competencies. We're not trying to boil the ocean here, but think about the optics with this. And at the
So there you go. That is, I think the band has accurately captured.
Wow. We have a Broadway show.
That was pretty much. Yeah. I was digging really the good. Trombones.
This could have been one of their best creations.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were up all night working.
They used
hard.
Every platitude.
They get it.
Platitude.
So it leaked like 2 years ago when we did the corporate bingo. So we didn't do it this year. We do have a bet. The bet is on the wall.
Yes.
Eric and I have the over-under bet on how many times Judy interrupts the meeting. To make it go longer. So we set the over-under at 4. I have confidence in Judy. I took the under.
I'm going over.
You're going over,
I'm
too?
I'm going with
totally
Eric.
Over.
Really?
Totally
All like, of you are going over?
Yeah.
Love
you, Bill.
Do we have
in
time
know.
For the meeting? Do we have a...
We Oof. Didn't do it. I may do some prop bets if it starts to go long. Like, kind of like, it's like... The corporate meetings here are like... a European football match. There's extra time. You don't really know when it's going to end. They just keep tagging time on to the end.
Who will? Where will you be placed? You said you wanted to be.
I'm going
to
be Homer Simpson in the hedge, and try to stand back so I can just sort of evaporate out.
I love that part.
Right? Yeah. That's what
I'm
thinking.
That's an Irish exit. Yeah. Irish goodbye.
Well, I have to stand by the door because I'm on the air, so I'm going to be running in.
That's her excuse. All right, real quick, Nicole in Freehold, please tell me your story. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, no problem, guys. How are you?
Good. So what do you got for us, Nicole?
So I used to live in Staten Island, and I moved to Jersey, but I'm originally from Jersey. Yeah. And I had Easy Pass for New York, moved to Jersey, kept the New York Easy Pass, and I am still having issues when I go through a toll. I have... It doesn't read, and all of a sudden I get hit with the toll and then a $50 fine.
Yeah.
So I'm still fighting the fines from 2025. They tell me that you can only have 12, like, okays, we're going to let you pass, we'll take the fee off a year. I've had at least 11 already, and I have to wait till the following year to be able to allow for that to, like, you know, kind of go to the wayside, and you get a new 12 the following year.
Wow.
So now they're going to put me in collections, they said. And I said, oh, no, I want to speak to a manager. I need to speak to someone because it's your issue because you guys inputted my card incorrectly. And the girl acknowledged that she did that. So it wasn't only just the actual card reader. It was actually the transmission. It was the girl
User
entering
error.
It into the system.
And she, this was New Jersey Easy Pass?
Yes.
So
New Jersey. It's all New Jersey, which is crazy.
So, Nicole, have you resolved
it? And
I'm
still fighting.
You're still fighting. How much money?
No.
I'm
still fighting.
How much money?
So, I think it's like $200, $210.
All right. Do me a favor, Nicole. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to see if we can expedite this process and get you help. So, I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
That would be amazing.
I'm going to do my best, Nicole. So, hang on the line.
I know.
Kyle's going to get your information. I'm going to pass it. Up the chain, see if we can get something done, and I will let you know. And hopefully you'll hear from somebody in the next 2 days. Thanks, Nicole. Unbelievable. All right, 9:46. Fast traffic instant weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
It is 9:53. I am Bill Spadia. It is time for me to get out of here. Now, the corporate meeting starts at 9:55. I want to thank the band for the outstanding arrangement. And I will let you know what joy comes out of this corporate meeting sometime tomorrow on the show. But for now, enjoy the rest of your day. Just a quick wrap up. This idea that the Newark cops are not allowed to respond to Delaney Hall is a real crisis of public safety. That is all on Ross Baraka. He ought to be charged criminally, if you ask me. And then the governor canceling Meals on Wheels, funding for Meals on Wheels in Monmouth County, in order to give legal fees, money, support to criminal, illegal aliens. Are you kidding me? So our seniors, New Jersey seniors, get screwed. And illegal aliens who don't belong here are getting your hard-earned tax dollars. More on that tomorrow. And the free speech battle over this whole trans issue and abortion, it's going to come to a head. And I think it might be the legacy media that actually helps us get this thing defeated. Go figure. All right. More on that tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.